We're in the halachas of Agolas Kalim. We're up Simin Tov Nun Aleph, the Sif Chaf. We'll be doing Chaf and Chaf Aleph. Chaf Hashulchanis Vahatevos, the tables as well as the closets. The Shematzniyim Behem Ochlim Kol Hashana, that you keep food in, a pantry. Regilim Laros Aleim Roschim. The minag is to do irui of hot water on it. Lefisha Pa'amin Nishbach Morak Minakaderis to Sochan. Apparently, they used to keep hot pots of food there sometimes, and things would spill. So you have to go and do iri on it. So this would refer to anything that some hot food may have got onto, hot chametz. If you want to use it for Pesach, you have to do iri. Now, in the case of the shulchanos, the tables, that would mean any table that you eat hot food on, because it's quite possible that your chicken soup that had noodles in it and a little bit of the chicken soup splashed on your table. Now, it needs irui from a kli rishon. The Mishtabur brings down that if you're talking about a shulchan, some kind of counter, where you actually work on or put hot food down on, we are afraid that you put a hot piece of a hot solid piece of chametz. For example, you went and you put your chametz kugel down right on it. Now, a dover gush is considered a kli rishon. Since it's considered a kli rishon, it's not considered irui, and pouring boiling water over it is not enough. So, based on that in Maril, what you'd have to do is be machmir and use an evin meluban. That means that you put water down, it could even be hot water from a keli sheni, and you place a red-hot stone on it, and that will make it ki'ilu, it's hagol of a kli rishon. And Mishnah Berurah told us that it's not kli rishon mamish, but for something like this, it would be good enough. Others say that even when you're done doing this, you should put a tablecloth down on it. Mishnah Berurah says that from here we are knowing that any place that you keep food during the year, you put a covering down on it, and you don't place the food directly on it on Pesach. This is the source to what has become the minhag Yisrael of putting shelf paper out for Pesach. It's that you line all the different surfaces that had chametz on them, just in case there's chametz stuck in some kind of crack inside it. This way it won't be able to get through because of the shelf paper. Siv Chaf Aleph. Chovio Shel Cheres, barrels of ceramic barrels, Shenostu Behem Shecher Saorim, that were used for chametz beer. Mutarim Bahagola, you can either do Hagola on them with boiling, you actually boil water in them. O Biirui Gimel Yomim, or you fill it up with cold water for 24 hours, empty it, fill it up with cold water for a second 24 hours, empty it, and fill it up with cold water for a third 24 hours. They don't have to be consecutive. It could be 24 hours, you waited a while, and then again 24 hours, and then you waited, and then 24 hours, as long as three times it was done for 24 hours. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Shach in Yeredeya who says that for Shari Surim, this Hechsher will not work. Now, why does this Hechsher work? And even more than that, how could the Mechaber tell us that Hagola works for a ceramic, an earthenware barrel? Since when can you kasher Klei Cheres? Don't we say that earthenware is not does not give off its tam? The answer is that here we're talking about where it was only used for cold. Even though it was bolea by way of kvisha, that it was stored in it, but since it was not bolea something hot, we will be able to kasher it for Pesach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, yeah, let's first see the Ramah. Hagov, hagolas hachovis gasa bederech zeh. How do you do it? Yelabein avonim v'yesimem behem. What you do is, you make stones white hot, and then you put them inside this barrel. The yara lehem roshim, pour hot water on top of that. Mikli rishon, via galgal hachavis, and you just move it around so the hot water and with the stones, this boiling water now, will hit every spot. Shiagi hagala lechol makom. Uvi dievirim nostu behem yayin o dvash below hagala, if you put wine or honey in it without hagala. Rak shedichan heita, that you cleaned it out well. Tchila, muter lishtel sumeno bepesach, you're allowed to drink from it on Pesach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the first thing you really have to do is make sure you clean this well. So what you have to do is you have to take off, if you're talking about a chavis, a barrel, you have to take off the bottom of it so that you're going to be able to really scrape out all of the chametz that's there, meaning all the deposits of beer. And certainly, in the case of cheres, what you're talking about, that's in a wooden one. In an earthen one, you have to open it on top, so you'll be able to clean it very well all over the place. If it's got just a small hole, you can barely get your hand into it. You're not going to be able to clean it internally all over. Now, some hold that in wooden ones, it's just impossible to really clean them fully, and therefore one should not use it. If you opened up one side of it, the Mishnah Berurah is makel b'di'eved. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that if you're talking about barrels in which they made whiskey, in which they kept whiskey, so there the taste is so strong that hagola will not work altogether. What he says is that you would have to go and cook up soapy water in it for the sake of extracting all the taste. In a case where you had a barrel that was used for beer, and now you put wine in it, b'di'eved it's going to be mutter if you did this before Pesach, because we say that the taste of beer in wine is nosen tam livgam, it actually ruins it. On Pesach, though, the minig Ashkenaz is to be machber for nosen tam livgam, so it would be osur.